Perek Dalid, Bederech Knias Hazihiros, in the way to acquire cautiousness. Hine Mashe Medias Ha'odam al Derech Klol El Hazihiros, that which brings a person generally towards being cautious, Hu Limud HaTorah, is through learning Torah. Vu Mashe Omer Rebbe Pinchas B'schilas HaBraisa, and this is what Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yoreh said in the beginning of the Braisa that we mentioned earlier from Avodah Zarah, Torah Mevi'a Lidei Zihiros. Torah brings the person to being cautious. Omnam, however, al derech prat hamedi lazeh, the specific way in which a person comes to this, hu hahizbonenus al chomer ha'avoda esher chaya b'ha'odam, is a person's contemplation on the seriousness of his service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is obligated to do. V'omek hadin aleha, and the depths of the judgment that is upon that. V'yetze lo zeh min ha'ion, and this will come about to a person through delving into it, to thinking deeply into it. V'mazim ha'ksuvim b'sifri ha'kodesh, to the actions in which the Sfarim teach us, and to learn the statements of what Chazal teach us, that awaken a person to strive for this. And in this contemplation, there are many, many different venues in which a person can think about it. There's one for people who are perfection in their understanding, and to people who are lower than that, and to the entire nation, there's always something to understand about it. For the people who are perfect in their understanding, their understanding will be that which it becomes clear to them, that the only thing that a person should desire is to be perfect, and nothing other than that. And there's nothing worse in the world, there's no more greater evil than lacking perfection and distancing a person from perfection. Because once this is perfectly clear to them, and similarly it will be understood by them, the means in which a person can attain these good actions and good midos, for sure a person will never want to lessen these mediums and these ways in which to acquire them, or to lessen his burden from using them. Because it's already explained to them, it's clear to them, that if these means in which they acquire this absolute perfection will diminish from them, or if those means are weak, and they don't have the full strength that is required for them, they will not attain that perfect perfection, that ultimate true perfection. Rather, they will be detracted from them in what they reached and they have put in their efforts to attain them. And then they will be lacking in that perfection. And that would be to them a great pain and a great evil. Rather, they should only choose to increase doing these means to become perfect and to be very stringent upon himself with all of their different aspects. And they should not stop, and they should not rest from being nervous, midovar, from any matter, penyechzer mehem, maybe they're lacking something, mashiyagia ozam al ha-shlemas, of which will bring them to shlemas ha-shehem chavetzim, which is what they desire. V'mashe omer shlomo ha-melech ala b'shom, this is what shlomo ha-melech says in Mishlei, ashrei odom mefachi tamid, praised is a person who is constantly fearful. V'fershu zechonon l'ravacha, and Chazal explained this in the Gemara and Brachos, ha-hu b'divrei soroksiv, that's referring to Divrei Torah. V'hinei sof zos ha-madriga, the end of this darga is, this level is, ki ha-nikres yiras chet. What this level leads to is yiras chet, fear of sin. Shimen ha-mashubachos, shabamadrigos, that this is one of the most praiseworthy levels that a person can attain. Sheyeh ha-odim yorei tamid, that a person be constantly fearful, v'doeg, and he be worried, penyimotze v'yodo eza shemetz chet, that maybe I'll have one slight nuance of sin, that will withhold him from becoming his ultimate perfection, that he is obligated to work towards achieving. And this is what Chazal say in Bava Basra, as a mashal, melamed shekol echad nichve mechupaso shel chavero, that every person is burnt from the chuppah, the canopy of his friend. Ke'ein ze mitam hakina asher tipol rak bechasrei hadas, because this is not jealousy that occurs to people who are lacking knowledge, k'mo she'echtov od b'siyata d'shmaya, that we will discuss b'siyata d'shmaya with the help of Hashem later. It's only when a person sees that he is lacking the perfection on some level that he could have attained, like his friend did attain. That through this contemplation, that for sure a person who is complete in his understanding will not withhold himself from being very cautious in every action that he takes. Ach, lapchuse me'ile, but the people who are on a lower level than this, tia ha'he'ore lefi havchanosam, for them their understanding will be according to their level, v'ulefi inyan ha'kovod asher himis avimlo, and that will be according to the honor that they desire. V'zeh ki zeh poshet eslam etzel kol ba'al das, this is something that is simple to anybody who has intellect, she'ena madregos mischalkos ba'olam ha'amiti shu'olam haba, elefi ha'masim, that the levels in Olam Haba are divided according to a person's actions. The person who will be uplifted and exalted in Olam Haba is only somebody who is going to have greater actions than his fellow men. And the person who has less actions, less good deeds, he'll be on a lower level. That being so, how could a person turn his eyes and close his eyes from doing good actions, or to lessen his efforts in this, if in the end he will for sure be pained, in a time where he won't be able to fix that which he had already messed over. And they are foolish people who just want to make their job easier, and they say, why should we conduct ourselves with so much piety and abstention? It's enough for us, as long as we're not Rishoyim who get judged in Gehenim. That's enough for us. We don't need to push so far to get so far deep into Gan Eden. If we don't have a big portion, at least we'll have a small portion. That's enough for us. We shouldn't make our burden much harder because of attaining a greater level. But the one question that will be asked of them, is it so easy for them to deal with in this world, this passing world, to see one of their friends have more honor and to be lifted up and exalted greater than he is, umoshal alehem, and to rule over them, v'choshekein echa me'avdehem, and all the more so somebody who's a servant of theirs, umin ho'aniyem ha'nivzim, or from a disgraceful pauper, ushfolim be'einehem, and people who are low in their eyes, v'lo yitztaru, and they won't be pained by this, v'lo yiyeh domam roseach bekribam, and their blood won't be boiling within them, lo, vadai, for sure not, ki heinei einenu haros, because our eyes see, kol amal ha'adam, all that a person works for, lehi nasei al kol mi sheyuchol, is to become greater or higher than anybody that he can, and he wants his position to be amongst the higher positions, even greater than that. This is the person's jealousy from his friend. And if he sees his friend be uplifted, and you're left lowly, surely that which he endures, he will be forced to endure, because he cannot withhold it. But his heart will be upset within him. Me'ata, from this, in kach kasha aleihem lios shfolim mizulosam, if it's that difficult for a person to be lower than other people, v'malos hamadumos ve'akozos, on levels that are fantasy and fallacies, she'in hashiflos bam ela lifpanim, and being low in those matters are only a facade. V'lo hahi nasei ela shov v'sheker, and being uplifted in those levels are only fallacy and nonsense. Eich yuchlu lisbol sheyiru atzum shfalim yoser meyosem ha'anashim atzmam. How will they be able to bear seeing themselves be on a lower level from those people asher heim atar shfalim mehem, that are now lower than they are? And this is in the place of your absolute level and the absolute value. That even though now you don't recognize him and his value, therefore you don't pay attention to it. But in the right time, for sure you will recognize the truth. And for your pain, and their embarrassment, for sure that will be to them a great pain and an eternal pain. So we see this tolerance that they take upon themselves to make their obligations in Avodas Hashem more light is only ela pitoy kozev. It's a false seduction, shemafata yitzramosim, that their yitzahara seduces them. Lo davar amiti kal, and it's nothing of truth at all. Uchbar lo haya b'makom lefito izeh lohem, lulei hayu roa meimi itasa inyan. And this type of seduction would never have potential to the yitzahara if they would only see the truth of the matter. Avalafi she'ein mevakshem oso v'hochim v'shogim l'rtonam, but since they don't search after this, and they walk and they stray away according to their own will, this seduction won't leave them until a time where it won't benefit them. There won't be any more ability in their hands to fix that which they have destroyed. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, anything that you have the ability to do, and it's in your strength, I say you should do it. Because there's no calculations in understanding and wisdom, Bishaol, in the grave, Asherata Holy Shama, to which we are going there. Bahainu, and that is, Kimasha Inha Adam Ose, Acha Koach Moser Biyodo, that if a person doesn't do when he has the ability and the strength to do it, Miboro, and he's granted that from his Creator, Wa Koach HaBechiri, which is the ability, the power to choose, HaMoserlo, which is given to him, Koyime Chayev, throughout his entire life, Shubohem Bechiri Umutsuv La'asos, that he has a choice and he is commanded to choose that. Hine lo yuchal la'asoso od bekever uvashol. He will not be able to do this any longer when he is in the grave. She'ein ha'koach hazeh od biyodo. This ability is no longer in his hands. Ki mishalo hirba ma'asin tovim b'chayev. Because somebody who didn't get many ma'asin tovim, many good deeds b'chayev in his own lifetime, he efshalo la'asoso ma'achrekein. He cannot accomplish that. He cannot do them afterwards. Umishalo chishev cheshba ma'asin, and somebody who didn't make calculations from his actions, lo yiyeh lo zman l'choshvavos, he won't have any more time to calculate it. Umishalo yitzchakim b'olam hazeh, and somebody who didn't become wise in this world, lo yitzchakim b'kever, he will not become wise in the grave. V'zeu she'omer, and this is what the pasuk also in Kehelet says, ke'ein ma'aseh v'cheshbon b'das v'chochmah v'sh'ol asherat ahod hashem. That there's no actions or calculations or thoughts or wisdom in the grave that you are going to. But the idea for the rest of the people, the most majority of Klal Yisrael, hini hu be'inyan hasachar v'ha'onesh atzmam v'ra'os omek hadin ad heichem agia, is by looking through reward and punishment and seeing the depths of judgment, how far it goes. Asher be'emes roi lehizdazeo lehizchori mitomit, that really it's appropriate for a person to tremble and constantly be nervous. Ki mi yamo b'yom hadin, who will stand up in the day of judgment, umi yitzdok lifnei boro, and who will be righteous and just in front of his Creator, ba'asher hashkafosu mindakdekas al kol dover koton ogodol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's view will look at every single thing in great detail, whether it's large or small. V'chein omru rabosina zichrona lebrocha, and so to Chazal say in the Gemara Chagiga, umagid la'odam ma'aseicho, that Hashem will tell a person what his speech was. Afilu sicha kalash ben ish le'ishto, even a light speech between a man and his wife, magid mamlo la'adam b'shas adin, are told to a person at the time of judgment. Od amru, and Chazal say also, in Yevamos, usvivav nisarum od, and those who are around him get caught up in a storm. Melamed she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mendaktik im chasidav kechut ha'saira. This teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exact upon his righteous people like a hair's breadth. Like the language of Nisara, a storm is the same language of Sar, of hair. Avraham, who Avraham ha'ov lekono, Avraham is the beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asha ha'kozov armor love, like the Pasuk says about him, Avraham ovi, Avraham my beloved one. But Pola min adin, he didn't get himself escaped from the din. Mimnei dvorim kalim shlo yidikdik behem al sha'omar, for something very light that he wasn't exact on, that he said, Bamo eida, how will I know? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayecha, on your life, Yado Ateda, you will know, Kiger Yezaracha, that your children will be strangers in a faraway land. Ve'ashakoros brisim Abimelech, and that which Avraham made a bris, a treaty with Abimelech, below Tzivuyo Shamakom, without the command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Hayecha, on your life, Shani Mashe Besimchas Benecha Shivadoros, I will wait for the happiness of your children for 7 generations, I will hold off on Matan Dora. Yaakov Avinu, Al Shechora Abba Berachel, that he got upset at Rachel Sha'amrlo when she said to him, Havoli Vonim, can you give me children? Amru b'medrash, the medrash says, Zelishon, and this is what Chazal say, Amru HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Yaakov, Kach onim es ha'meukos, is this the way how you respond to those who are oppressed? Chayecha, on your life, Shebonecha omdim lefnei vuna, that your children will stand before her child, referring to Yosef, that the other Shvatim had to stand before Yosef in Mitzrayim. And that which Yaakov Avinu hid Dina in a box in order that Esav not take her for a wife. Even though Yaakov Avinu's intentions were surely for the good. But the fact that he withheld a chesed, a kind act, from his brother, Amru b'medrash, the medrash says, Amru lo HaKadosh Baruch Hashem said to Yaakov, Ba'amos me'ra'ehu chesed, you held back chesed from your friend. Lo bikasha lahasil lamahul, you didn't want to marry her off to somebody who did have a bris milah. Harehi nises la'orel, behold, she will be married off to somebody who has no milah. Lo bikasha lahasil derechetah, you didn't want to marry off in a permissible way. Harehi nises derechizer, she'll be married to somebody in a prohibited way. Yosef. And Yosef asked the Levisha Omar the Sarah Mashkin, because he said to the Sarah Mashkin, the drink officer, Ki im zechartani itcha, that if you remember me, nitos v'lo shtei shonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added 2 more years to his imprisonment. Ki ma'arom ma'arom zichron lebracha, like Chazal say in the Medrash. Yosef asmo al shechonot as aviv b'li reshuso shalamakom, and Yosef, the fact that he embalmed his father without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's permission, or because he heard the brother say, our father, your servant, and he was quiet. The Markadisa, each opinion in the Medrash according to the way they hold. That's why Yosef died before all of the other brothers. David HaMelech, because he referred to Divrei Torah as Zmiros, as songs, Nanosh, he was punished. That the story with Uzzah happened and the whole simcha of bringing the Aron back was all ruined. Michal, lefi shehochicha as David b'mesha rokad b'chus lefnei ha'aron, Michal, David's wife, the fact that she rebuked David the way he was dancing in front of the Aron Kodesh, Nansha, she was punished shelo hayola volad el b'mosa, that she didn't have a child until her death. Chizkio, lefi shehera el sarei melech bavel as beiz nechoso. And Chizkio, because he showed to the king's officers the treasure house, Nigzar al-Banav Lios Sarisim Beheichal Melech Bavel. So his children were decreed upon to be officers in the room of the king of the Babylonians. Rabam Ke'ilim Oed, and many, many different stories like this. Umbeperek HaKol Chayovim Omru, and in the Perek HaKol Chayovim in Chagiga, Chazal Sei Rabbi Yochanan Kan Havet Motel Haikro Havabachi. Then when Rabbi Yochanan reached this Pasuk in Malachi, he would cry. V'karabti aleichem lamishpat, and I will come to you with judgment. V'yisi eid memaher, and I will be a quick witness b'machashvim, on people who do witchcraft, u'v'menofim, and people who do adultery, u'v'aneshboim l'sharkan, people who swear falsely, u'v'oshkeis charsochir, and people who withhold payment from their workers, evet sheshoklen alav kalos kachamuros, so a servant who gets weighed on the light things, as if they're very stringent things, the kaniyeshlo, can he be fixed? It doesn't mean that the punishment for both the light and the strict will be equal. Because surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu only repays measure for measure. But the idea is that in terms of weighing a person's actions, the light actions get put on the scale just as much as the stringent actions do. Because just because a person did strict and harsher evils doesn't outweigh the fact that he did the light and lenient ones. And the judge won't veer his eyes away from the light actions, just like he won't look away from the strict actions. But on all of them he will pay attention, and he will look into in one equal method, lodun kol echad mehem, to judge each and every one of them, ulahanish achakach al kol echad kefi machu, and then to punish on each and every one according to what it deserves. Umash Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom Omer, and this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, ki as kol ma'aseh ha'elokim yovi v'mishpat, that every action HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring into judgment, al kol ne'elam im tov v'imra, on all absent-mindedness, whether for good or for bad. Ki chasher ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniach milizkor kol ma'aseh tov katon kamoshehu. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't withhold giving reward for any action, even a very small action, kein lo yaniach milizbor lochiach kol ma'aseh ra katon kamoshehu, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't leave out from his judgment any evil, even if it's done very small. Ulohotzi milev harotim lehis patos, and this is to exclude from the people who try to think and to be seduced to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't pay attention in his judgment to these very light things, and he won't calculate these in. Rather, the rule is, like it says in Bava Kamo, kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron, hu yevatron mo'ohi. Anybody who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks things, he will be overlooked. V'chein omru tzotu chazal say in Chagiga, im omru lecha yetzahara, if the yetzahara tells you, chata, do sin, v'akadosh baruch hu mocholach, and Hashem will forgive you, al teshmala, don't listen to the yetzahara. V'zeh davar poshur mavorer, and this is something that is simple, obvious, and clear. Ki hine kel emas Hashem, akadosh baruch hu is the God of truth, u'masha omr Moshe Rabbeinu Allah v'shalom, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Devarim, hatzur tomin pa'olo, ki chol durocha mishpat, akadosh baruch hu is a complete pure rock, and all of his judgments are perfect. Kel emuna, he is a God of trust, of truth. Ve'ein ovel, and there's no crookedness. Tzadik v'yoshehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions are perfectly just and straight. Ki chemin shehaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh b'mishpat, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants judgment, hine kach hu avor al ha'mishpat. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will overlook judgment, ha'alim es ha'ayin, So too will he'll be turning his eye away from obligations and something detrimental, just like something that he would ignore, something good. Al kein, therefore, in mishpat hu rotza, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants judgment, tzarech sheyitein l'chol ish kedrochav uvechifri ma'alulov v'sachles hadiktok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give to each person according to his way and according to his production in the most precise manner possible, bein latov, bein lamutov, whether for good or for not so good. Behind when that is, kel emuna vein ovel, tzodiv yoshehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of trust, and there is no crookedness. He is perfectly just and straight. Shepershu zuchon lavracha, Chazal explained that in the Gemara and Tainus, la tzadikim v'lorishoim, that's both for tzadikim, for righteous people, v'lorishoim, and for bad people, wicked people. Kichoch hi hamida, this is the measure, ve'al ha'kol hu don, and on everything Hashem judges, ve'al ha'kol chet hu manish ve'en lihi mali, and on every single sin he punishes, and there's no escape from any of them. Ve'im tomar, and if you say, im kain, if so, midas harachamim Lama Himodis. So then why is Midas Harachamim there? Since Hashem has to be exact on every single measure in judgment, Hachuva, the answer is, Vadai Midas Harachamim Hikiyumo Shalola. Surely the Mida of Rachamim, of mercy, is what gives existence to the whole world. Shalohaya Omid Zuloso Klauluchlol. Because the whole world would not be able to stand if not for Rachamim. The Aval Pichain, and even so, in Midas Hadin Loka, the Midas Hadin doesn't become any less. Bezeh, and this is Kilafi Shuras Hadin Mamish, because according to the absolute judgment, Hayaroi Shachote Yonash Miyad Tekef Lachoto Bali Hamtana Klal. A person should really be punished for his sin immediately without any delay whatsoever. Begam Shaonish Atmo Yiyah Bachor Naf, and the punishment should be done with tremendous wrath. Karoi Lemishim Mamres Piabori is Barishmo, which is befitting to somebody who rebels HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there should be no way to fix that sin whatsoever. Because really, in truth, how could a person really fix up what he did wrong? The sin was already committed. If somebody murdered his friend, or if he committed adultery, how is it possible to fix that? To make it like it was nothing. Can a person take an action that was done out of reality? Omnam, however, Midas Harachamim, Hianosenas, Hefech Hashlosh Dvarim Shazacharnu. Midas Harachamim, mercy, is what allows us to flip around those things that we have mentioned, the Hainu, which is Shiutan Zman Lachote, that he gives time for a person who did sin, Vulei Kachid Min Ha'aretz Miyag Keshechata, and he will not be wiped off the earth immediately when he sins, v'sha'onesh atmo lo yiyah ad l'chale, and that the punishment itself won't be utter obliteration, v'sha'atshuva tinasin l'chotim b'chesed gomor, and that tshuva is given to those who sin with absolute kindness, sh'techoshev akiras harotzon ka'akiras ha'maiseh, that Hashem considers undoing your will like you undid the action, v'hainu she'b'yos hashov makir hasketo, that when a person who did sin recognizes his sin, and when he does tshuva, modebo, and he admits to it, umizbonin al ra'aso, and he thinks about the bad that he did, vishov, and he does tshuva, he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umizchari talav, and he has regret for the sin that he did, harota gemura, an absolute regret, demeikar kaharotas haneder, that he regrets having ever done that, just like regretting having taken upon yourself a vow, mameshu umiznachin legamri, that he completely wishes he had never done it, and he desires and he wants Sheme Olam Lohoya Nasa Adovarahu, and he wants as if he had never had done that action. Umitstar Belibo Tsar Chozak, and he has pain in his heart, a great deal of pain, Al Shekvar Nasa Adovar, that the action was already done. Vozevosa Lahaba, and he forsakes it and never does it in the future. Uvorech Memenu, he runs away from doing that action. Hine Akiras Hadova Miratzono. So when he undoes that from his will, from his wants, yichoshev lo kakiras haneder, it's considered as if he had undone a vow, umiskaperlo, and he is forgiven for it. V'umash omer akotum, and that's what the pasuk in Yeshaya says, v'sara v'necha v'chatoscha tukupar, that your sin will be removed, and your sin will be forgiven. She'avon sor mamish me'amatzios, the sin itself becomes not part of the reality anymore. The neck of Ramesha Akshav Mitztoyer, and it becomes uprooted from the fact that now you're in pain, umisnachim, and you have remorse, amashahaya lemafreya, of what had happened in your past. Vizechesed vade she'enu mishrasadin, and this is surely an absolute kindness that is not part of the way absolute judgment should work. Ach al kaponim hine hu chesed she'enu machesh hadin legamri, but it's a kindness that doesn't obstruct and contradict the judgment itself. Shari yesh tzadli hitolosbo, because there's a way to depend it. Shetachas harotzon hanis shenizratze bechit, that instead of the will that a person had to do sin, v'hahanah shenehenem imenu, and that enjoyment and pleasure that a person got from the sin, v'ata hanechome v'hatzar, in its place now comes the remorse and the pain for having done that. V'chin harichus hazman enenu vitron alachit, and so too, the fact that Hashem gives you a longer amount of time before the punishment happens, isn't that Hashem is just overlooking it? But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's patience to try to find a way that a person can find a way to fix himself. וכן כל שאר דרכי חסד כעניין ברו מזק אבא. And so too in other forms of chesed, just like the concept that a child can do as chus for the father, o mikzos nefesh kechol nefesh, that a part of the nefesh is like the entire nefesh, like as I mentioned, darchei chesed heim lekabel es hamuot kemeruba. These are forms of chesed that a little bit can attain a lot. Ach lo miznagdu machishim mamish midas hadin, but it doesn't contradict exactly the real midas hadin of judgment. Because there's a real good reason why they should be of significance. But for the averos to be overlooked for no reason, or that Hashem won't pay attention to them, that would be contrary to din itself. Because then there'll be no real judgment at all, so then that's impossible to say. And if one of these ways a person who did sin doesn't find a way to get himself out of it, then for sure the Midas Hadin is not going to go empty handed. And so too Chazal say in the Yerushalmi and Tainus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very patient, but he will take that which is his. Nimtza, it comes out, she'en la'odem harotza lefkoach enav pitoy she'yuchali potos bo, that a person who wants to open up his eyes won't have a way to be seduced, levilti he zohir b'mayisav, to not be cautious about his actions, tachles hazahiros, to the ultimate way that he could be aware and cautious of his actions, uledakdeg bom tachles hadiktov, and to be very exact to the ultimate level of being exact in his actions. There are all these ways and approaches in which a person should be able to go. And a person then can acquire the mida of being cautious in bal nefeshu, as long as that person is somebody with a sensitive neshama.